Hi there. My name is Pastor Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? So we have some technical difficulties today, so we have to improvise a little bit with our slides. But we'll do that. That's giving God another chance is the focus of our 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. Today's lesson, I don't have to go to church to worship God. If I had $100 for every time I heard that during my lifetime, I would be quite wealthy. Satan, the enemy of God, would agree with that statement. I don't have to go to church to worship God. Why would Satan agree? Because Satan and the kingdom of death absolutely love it when you isolate yourself, when you put yourself off all by yourself. They love it when you want to be alone. They love it when you want to do it all on your own. What does God say to us? In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, then the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. What did God say to the Jewish people of the Old Testament? Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 12 and 13. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and the stranger that is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and respect the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law. And that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to respect the Lord your God as long as you live in the land which you are about to cross the Jordan River to possess. God's desire for us to gather together is just as relevant today as it was when he was speaking to the Jewish people in the age of Israel. Now, here's what one person has to say about the whole idea of worship at church. This person says, I've grown close to God without going to church. I have spent most of my life in church and have gotten a lot out of it. Going to church served my spiritual growth, and I spent many years serving the body of believers I was going to church with. At some point, however, the whole process and lifestyle stopped feeding me. I share this in the spirit of encouragement because my love for and my faith in God have grown steady, deep, and strong over the past 10 years without going to church. Some time ago, I really struggled with how much I had to do in order to be close to God. For me, that included reading the Bible every day, having morning quiet times, giving up 3 hours on Sunday to go to church, listening to sermons, and volunteering for church ministries. Back then, I wouldn't permit myself to admit how much I hated it, how bored I was, how dead it all made me feel. I had collapsed my relationship with God with duties. I feared I would lose God and my faith if I didn't do all those things. See, there's the Christian with the doo-doo life, saying that if they don't do, then God won't like them. And then all of a sudden, when that life chokes them off, what do? Do they blame their doo-doo life and their decisions to do for God? No, they blame God. Here's the last part. One day I found myself dry as a bone. I had nothing but tumbleweeds blowing across my soul. I had no answers, no faith, no determination, no conviction, just dust. See, it's easy to see how turning church into a set of activities, as she put it, another set of things I have to do to be close to God, can rob church of its joy. You know, church is some place that you go to get something, not only a place that you go to give something. You certainly go to give. Another person put it this way, I don't have to go to church. Church is more of a private thing for me. And if I had $100 for every time I've heard somebody say that, church is more of a private thing for me, I'd be even wealthier. Well, there certainly is a private aspect to our faith. I met a person recently on a flight who said to me, I don't think I have to go to church to worship God. You know what? He's right. You don't. There is a private aspect to faith. But what I told him is, because you are a believer in Christ, you have been given a spiritual gift. And if you don't go to church, you don't get to be around a bunch of people who are just like you, hypocrites, and you don't get to have your spiritual gift abused by the others. As a result, you don't get to learn unconditional love, which is the key to the Christian way of living. There is a public aspect of our faith as well, not just a private aspect. a part of our faith where we are challenged by God to love others unconditionally, and the greatest forum for that is church. Now, it is not at all unusual that we would want to isolate. Satan and the kingdom of death have convinced us that we are communicating when we are sending text messages, when we are sending emails, when we are leaving voicemail messages. But we aren't communicating. We're engaging in monologue, one-way sending of messages. It is a solo activity. And I watch people interacting with electronic devices these days. They smile lovingly at their smartphones. I see people laughing as they're staring at a piece of glass, as if they were staring at a person. They smile lovingly at their smartphones, like they're interacting with humans, but they aren't. This isolated lifestyle that we have purchased willingly keeps us alone and away from the beauty and the joy of real relationships, which, by the way, includes pain every once in a while. Now, can you imagine if I, a person with the gift of pastor teacher, decided that I didn't have to go to church? Hey, I want a few weekends off. But a bunch of people who are hungry for the spiritual food of the Word of God would be deprived of my gift. And God put me on this earth with the idea that I would have impact on a specific group of people with my spiritual gift, the people who come to these messages. Being around others can be quite discouraging, but it can also be very encouraging. Especially when we encounter the spiritual dry spells that we inevitably do in our lives, the kind that the lady was describing earlier. So what does God expect from us? Luke chapter 10, verse 27 says, "You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And loving your neighbor isn't done at home, alone. Church happens in a lot more places than just the church building. One of our ministries involves visiting war veterans. One person told me how enthusiastic they are about visiting veterans until the day of the visit rolls around. And on that day, they're thinking of all the things that they could be doing other than the visit. She said, "When I get to the veterans hospital, though, and see how happy they are to see us, I know that there's nothing I would rather be doing." I can attest that I missed a visit to the vets. And many of them were quite upset with me. They yelled at me. And, it was really funny to me. But in short, I learned that we don't make a difference to others in private. Our presence does mean a lot to people. And, you know, I'm saying to myself, well, I had something else to do. I prayed for you. They wanted to see my face. They wanted to hear my voice. They wanted to touch my hand. So here's what the Lord Jesus Christ would have to say to you if you said to him, "I don't have to go to church to worship God." Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25, he would say, "Let us consider how to stimulate one another to unconditional love and to good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more encouraging one another as you see the day drawing near." Let's stop believing Satan's lies and add back the public, supernatural part of worshiping God. Go back to church. And if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons every week to edify your spiritual life. Please join us, and feel free to support us financially if you'd like. There's a place to do that on our website as well. And keep on giving God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.